Gamble. I'm the executive director of the Building Commission. I'll be helping to facilitate this meeting today. What we're here to do today is we have a concurrent meeting of the roofing tack, the structural tack, the special occupancy tack, and the And so in order to move through the meeting, we're going to set up a little process for dealing with things today. What we're going to do, we're going to open each group individually and handle each one of the group's preliminary votes, which is the agenda and the minutes. We're going to open the meetings in the following order: the residential construction cost impact worthy work group, the roofing tack, then the special occupancy tack, and then finally the structural tack. We'll then hear from the proponent of the comment, then those in support of the comment, and then those opposed to the comment, once we've heard from all those folks, all the members of the TAC and the work group will then be given the opportunity to ask any clarifying questions and make comments. Once that's complete, we'll then go to each group individually for discussion and a vote on the comment. What we're looking for here today is a motion to recommend approval or disapproval of the comment for inclusion in the next edition of the Florida Building Code. After the vote is taken on the comment, the TAC and work groups will then take up any other public comments or TAC member comments. And then the chair of that respective TAC, the TAC or work group, will adjourn their meeting. Does anybody have any questions about that? All right, then we will go ahead and... Yes?
I'm sorry. I was writing the order. I did not hear where public comment on the proposal is coming in.
That will come in either... if you're for or against the comment, once the proponent of the comment has made their presentation.
And before the TAC comments.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions or comments? All right, then we will start with the residential construction cost impact work group. Is Lee Arsenault on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep. Okay. Alan Gramillion?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got him in. We got you. How about David Hillman? Mike Kesey? Ray Puzzatello?
Here.
Drew Smith? Bill Smock? Jeremy Stewart, are you on the line? Or Brian Walsh? Okay. So we have three.
This is Arlene Stewart. I'm thinking that's not a quorum, but I could give a lot of these guys a call and ask them where they are, if that would be helpful.
If you would like to do that, that would be great. We have just sent them another email before the meeting started.
I'll be happy to do that. Thank you.
All right. Hey, this is Dave Hillman. I don't know if my hear came in or not.
No, you did not. Well, we will mark you as here, so we'll only need one more.
This is Jack Morrell. I'm sending in for Mike Gerasio.
All right. When we get to you, we'll let you know. All right, so we're still waiting on one more for that group, but now we'll go to the roofing tech and see if we can get a quorum for that group. Commissioner Swope, are you on the line?
Yep.
Commissioner Batts, are you on the line?
I'm here, Tom.
All right. Bob Boyer.
I'm here.
Jimmy Bochner. Mr. Bochner, are you on the call? All right. George Ebersold or Ebersold?
I'm here.
Bert Logan. Gaspar Rodriguez.
I'm here.
William Schultz. Joe Williams?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
Mark Reniger is here on behalf of William.
On behalf of Mr. Schultz?
That is correct.
Could you state your name again, please?
Mark Reniger.
Mark. Is Raiku on the line?
Raiku is here.
Raiku is here.
Thank you. And Mark Zanel.
Yes, I'm here.
Alright, that gives us a quorum for the roofing tech.
I saw Mr. Buckner. He's on the, his camera's there.
Okay.
His audio may not.
We will mark him as here as well then. And now that we have a quorum for one of the groups, if all the staff on the line could introduce themselves as well.
Robert Benbow.
Jim Hammers.
Judah Peters.
Mo Madani.
All right. And Commissioner Swope, I can turn it to you to take care of items 2 and 3 if you would like to.
Okay, sorry, I had the roof trouble with the mute button there. I'd like to get a review and approval of the meeting agenda. Can you get a vote on that?
So move Boyer.
Second, Ebersold.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. And then move the next item. Can you get a review and approval of the February 22nd meeting minutes?
So move, Boyer.
Second, Ebersold.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries.
All right. Thank you. Now we'll leave you all here and we'll move to open the other TAC meeting. All right. Next on our list of TACs, let's do the special the occupancy tech. Don Whitehead, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Doug Ahrens.
I'm here.
Con Cole.
Muted.
Is Mr. Cole on the call? Elijah Flowers.
Here.
Josh Phillips.
Here.
Dr. Lucas.
Present.
Crystal Myers.
Here.
Vincent.
Vincent will be late coming in.
Okay. And Scott Walls.
Here.
For this group, so Mr. Whitehead, I'll turn it to you to take care of items 2 and 3 on the agenda.
Okay, I'd like to have a motion for approval of the meeting agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda, meet the agenda. Waltz.
Lucas, second.
Second, Flower.
Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. You opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion approved. The next item, I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes of February 24th.
Motion to approve meeting minutes, Waltz.
Lucas, second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, and we'll leave you here, and now we will go and open the structural tab. Commissioner Compton, are you on the line?
Here.
Commissioner Beauray, are you on the line?
Good afternoon, Thomas. I'm here.
Thank you. Mr. McCumber.
Here.
Dean Ruark.
Lynn Miller standing in for Dean Ruark.
Craig Perino. Jason Seals. He's on. I've already spoken to him, so we'll mark him as here. Dan Laverich.
Laverich here.
Hi. Joe Kim. Joe, are you on the line? Jamie. Gascon.
This is Jamie Gascon. I'm here.
Thank you. Julie Lowry.
This is Mary Ewer. I'm standing in for Julie today.
Thank you. David Mansour.
Present.
And Michael Garacio, who has an alternate.
Jack Morales for Mike Garacio.
Thank you.
This is Joe Kim. I got off.
Thank you, Doe. We'll mark you as here as well. So we've got a quorum for the structural tax. So Commissioner Compton, I will turn it to you to take care of items 2 and 3 on the agenda.
Sounds good.
And this is Mike.
This is good.
Who do we have?
Mike Cassie.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to come back to your group in a minute and do the roll again.
Perfect, thanks.
Yep.
Jason Fields is here also for the structural tech.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Thanks. The meeting agenda has been posted online. Are there any changes? Hearing none.
Leverage move to approve the agenda as posted.
You are second.
I got a motion and a second. Everyone in agreement?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. The minutes have been posted online. Is there any changes or comments?
Leverage move to approve is posted.
We have a second.
Miller second.
Aye.
All right. Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Back to you, Tom.
All right, thank you. We're going to go back to the Residential Construction Cost Impact Work Group to see if we have a quorum for that group now. Is Mr. Hillman on the call? David Hillman.
Yeah.
All right. We had him be in. Mike Kesey?
Yes.
Ray Puzatello.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yep, we can hear. We can. All right. Drew Smith. Bill Smock. Jeremy Stewart.
Mr. Tom, Bill said that he has not been here. You guys can't hear him. He's been there, but you guys can't hear him.
Okay, then we will mark him as here if he is on the call, and we'll work on his connection. And then Brian Walsh. All right, that does give us a quorum for this group. This group doesn't have a chair, so I'll call the motion. Item two is a review and approval of the meeting agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the meeting agenda, please?
So moved. Oh, David Hillman.
Second, Mike Steen.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Now we're looking for a motion to review and approve the meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second. Ray Puzatello.
Was it Hillman and Puzatello?
No, I didn't make that motion.
Oh, who made the original motion?
I did. Lee Arsenault.
All right, Arsenault. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, then that looks good. All right, so now we'll move to item four on everyone's agenda, which is the comment that we've received from Eric Stafford in regards to ICC 500 and ICC 600. Is Mr. Stafford on the line?
I am, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Give me one second. We'll give you your 3 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Then here we go. I'm starting it now.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. Eric Stafford here. First of all, I want to apologize for bringing this item up kind of late in the process, but it wasn't recognized until late in the process. As many of you know, I'm involved with a lot of the FEMA work related to hurricane damage and with some of the MAT reports and recovery advisors and things that go on. And it was brought up, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And the question was asked, why is the next version of Florida Code not adopting the latest version of ICC 500? So I got to looking at it and realized that was correct. It in the drafts and all still refer to the 2014 edition. And the reason that is really more of a quirk than anything else. The way Florida and ICC adopt reference standard updates is through, the majority of them are through a single code change. There's one admin code change, and Florida, through its process, adopts that code change or modifies it or whatever. But they take a look at all the reference standards in one code change. The problem is that with ICC standards, ICC does not include ICC standards within that admin code change. For ICC standards that are referenced in the code, if they are being updated, and as long as they meet the time frame, which is I think it's December of the year before the code is the date of the code, as long as they meet that time frame, they are updated automatically. So when staff was pulling together, all the code changes, there wasn't an update to 500 or 600 or any of the other ICC standards for that matter. because they're not part of the code change. They are updated automatically. So through talks with some of the people at FEMA, they asked me, would I bring it forward? I knew it was late in the process, but would at least consider it, because a lot of the grants that they provide for various things require that you use the latest version of certain standards and certain building codes. So that's really why I'm bringing it here, and I'm, like I said, I apologize for bringing it up a little bit late. I spoke with Kim Parberg, who's the Secretariat of ICC 500, to get a little, an overview of what some of the key changes were in the 2020 edition. And I will point out that, because I've talked with some of you about it already before, the 500 is based on ASC 716, and we're using the ASC 722 in the Florida Code, but don't really foresee any conflicts between the Florida Code and the 2020 edition of ICC 500. If we stick with the 2014, it's based on ASC 710. So we're moving in the right direction, and the committee is now in the process of updating 500 to the 2024 edition, which will be based on ASC 722. And as part of this, we noticed that 600 is the prescriptive design methodology. It's the original old SST 10 that was around for many, many years. It is referenced in the code, and there are really some major updates in 600, but less of an impact because the residential code only permits ICC 600 to be used for the construction of masonry and concrete walls. So for roofing, underlayment, and all those sort of things, you're going to have to comply with the with what's in the code anyway. But that being said, for clarity, I think it's appropriate to update 600 as well. So again, apologize again for bringing it late in the process, but would encourage you to support the update of 500 and 600 to the 2020 editions. Thank you.
I'm going to step names now. If you want to make a comment in support of the proponent of the proposed change, please state your name.
Belcher.
Actually, this is Arlene Stewart. I just wanted to let you know that Bill Smock told me he's here and can't get through either, and I let Jim Hammer know that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else want to speak in favor of the proposed change to the code?
Belcher, did you hear me, Tom?
Yeah, I got it. I got you, Joe.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
All right.
FHVA is in support of adopting ICC 500 and 600, the latest editions. 600 is actually a voluntary standard where you can use it. It's a alternate to having design professionals involved. And 500 is for where shelters are required by the code. Then you have to do it in accordance with ICC 500. And we support those changes.
Any other comments in support of the proposed change? Anyone want to make a comment against the proposed change?
This is Mike Silvers with FBA, with FRSA. Tom, if I could real quickly, I'm not really opposed, just wanted to try to get a couple clarifications on the record. One, I understand that it's not supposed to apply to anything other than masonry and concrete walls, so it shouldn't apply to roofing. My question is, there is a roofing chapter, Chapter 7, and it doesn't correlate with the other roofing chapters and subcodes. So I'm wondering how that will be handled if there's a conflict and somebody specifies ICC 600, a roofing contractor actually applies the roof accordingly, and finds out later that it's not in compliance with the Florida Building Code because of the differences. Thank you.
Thank you. Mo, would you like to answer that? Or?
Yeah. Sure. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. The Building Code, Chapter 1, it does have a Section 102.4, which mainly states if there's a conflict between the code and a reference standard, the code will supersede. So in this case, it's still, regardless, you have to comply with the roofing requirements of the further building code if those are different than what's in the standard.
Hey, Tom, a follow-up to that, please. So would it be possible to adopt ICC 600 without Chapter 7 so that there's not the possibility of that conflict?
Hold on. Are you asking me? So this is Mo Madani. I don't see any problem if you want to exclude Chapter 7. It could be included as part of the reference standard where this chapter will be excluded. Sure.
I think it would be quite helpful, again, and avoid the situation where a contractor might properly, in his opinion, use ICC 600, but find out that he's in violation with the code that would be more stringent. So just a suggestion. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, could I add one item to that?
Let's hold on that for a second here.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment against the proposed change? All right. Let's move to the tax and the work group for any clarifying questions or questions that they might have for the proponent. And Eric, I'll let you now provide whatever additional information you want and you wanted to.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Eric Stafford again. I don't see any problem at all with what Mike suggested, because that conflict potentially exists in the current version of 600, which is 2014. But just so everyone is aware, in Section 301.2.1.1 of the Florida Building Code Residential, where it refers to ICC 600, it specifically says you can only use 600 for the construction of masonry walls and concrete walls. This is not allowed for roofing, for siding, for wood frame construction, for that matter. The code already covers that, but if you wanted to, I mean, I don't see any problem with, you know, putting exclusions or however you want to handle it in the reference standard chapter. I don't see any problems, but I think it's probably addressed already, but no problems if you want to put further limits on it.
Thank you. Any members of the PAC or the work group have any questions that they would like to have answered or any comments that they would like to make? I can snap names and then we can go through them.
This is Mary Ewer, standing in for Julie Lowry.
All right, I got you down. Anybody else? Okay, floor is yours.
My question is really for Eric. If Chapter 7 is included, which I'm not opposed to, but will it affect FEMA funding because it isn't the full ICC 600, even though it's addressed in the Florida Building Code? I would hate to have something happen where it affects the ability of communities to get funding.
Can I address that, Tom?
Yep, it was addressed. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Mary, 600 is unrelated to FEMA funding.
Okay.
We noticed that 600 without a date, you know, kind of the same problem with 500. 500 is the one that might affect FEMA funding. That's the key one here. But if you're going to move in the right direction, it's better to update 600 rather than keep, because, you know, even though it still may have conflicts with the Florida code and the 2020 edition, There's potential for worse conflicts in the 2014, because the underlayment requirements are not even anywhere near what we have right now in the 2014 version of ICC 600. So it's a step
Perfect.
In the right, but unrelated.
I was just looking for an unintended consequence that nobody was catching, and I'm glad there isn't one.
Right. All right. Any tech member or work group If not, then we're going to go back to the residential construction cost impact work group. We need them to go first. So, members of that group, do you have any discussion or a motion? Members of the residential construction cost impact work group, we'll need a motion to approve the comment,
I'll make a motion to approve.
And do you want to exclude chapter 7, or would you like to just approve the entire thing when we're dealing with ICC 600?
I think we just approve the whole thing.
Okay, that's our motion. Do we have a second?
Second, David Hillman.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, do we have any other public comments for the residential construction cost impact work group? Any member comment? Okay, if I could get a motion to adjourn their meeting, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Hillman? Do we have a second?
Second. Alan Grimio.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, your meeting's adjourned. You are free to leave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now we will go to the roofing tech. Do we have any discussion? Yes, sir. Any discussion?
Any discussion from me?
Or a motion?
Or a motion?
Ebersold, I make a motion to approve as submitted, except for Chapter 7 and 600.
Second, Williams.
All of those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
And who's our opposed?
Stokem.
Oh, we'll take your vote when we're at the structural tacto. We're at the roofing tack.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, so any of the roofing tack opposed? All right, and that's unanimous to exclude Chapter 7 of ICC 600 from the roofing tech. Any other public comment for the roofing tech? Any member comment? Any comment? All right, Commissioner Swope, I think it's ready to be adjourned.
All right, that's great. Thank you.
All right, now we will move to the special occupancy tax. Do we have any discussion or a motion?
A question.
Sure.
We now have one tax approving with exclusion chapter 7 and one as published.
Hmm.
So how's that going
to
be?
It'll be up to you to make your recommendation, and then the commission will work out what they want to do.
All right, motion to approve as published, Waltz.
Second, Lucas.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, any additional comments for the special occupancy tax? Any comments or questions from the members? All right, Commissioner Mr. Whitehead, I think they're ready to be adjourned.
Okay, seeing nothing further on the agenda, I'll make a motion. I'll adjourn the meeting.
Motion second, Waltz.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. All right, structural tack. Do we have any?
Laverich move to approve as submitted.
All right, there we go.
Gaskin second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, any additional public comment for the structural tack? Any comments from the members? All right, Commissioner Compton, I think they're ready to be adjourned.
All right, we stand adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you,
Zach. Thank you.